I'm joined by head coach Melissa Graves following BU's 157 win over Loyola Maryland, the 12th straight victory for the Terriers. Coach, if you could start off with an opening statement on today's win.
You know, just proud of the team. I think this is a statement win for us. You know, our offense, obviously we shot the ball incredibly well, but I think just holding some of their key players defensively, but just overall really fun game to be a part of, a fun game to coach.
Now open up the questions from me.
All right. So part of that victory was from a great game from three. And a lot of those threes were obviously the result of several great catch and shoot plays that were very, very well drawn, but a very efficient ball movement. And how important is that efficient ball movement to not just the success of this game, but to your identity of your team as a whole?
It's crucial. It's something that we talk about in almost every huddle. It's something that we work on every practice, whether it's getting the ball inside and moving it out off of double teams, whether it's diving off each other, whether it's skip passes. In transition, I thought we did a really good job of sprinting in transition and even cutting the floor. We call it across the street and getting the ball to the other side. It was very hard for them to rotate out of. So that first half, I thought we were tremendous in transition. And our guards did a great job of obviously shooting the basketball tonight. But I thought our posts even did a great job of finding out. Like Sam here had four assists. Mirren had three. Caitlin had three. I mean, that's a great job by them. When they collapse in the paint, we're able to find out. That's what makes us really hard to guard, because if you take away our posts, our guards are open for shots. If you take away our guards, our posts are open. So, you know, I thought, you know, it was a really good job of them sharing the basketball to have 23 assists on 36 baskets. I mean, this was tremendous. This was a great game. And we talked in the huddle multiple times about moving it to two sides of the floor and sharing it. And I thought they really focused on that, and they really executed well.
Absolutely. How impressed are you with the strides that Alex Giannakis has made over this past season in her efficiency and her team leadership from last year to this year? And what do you see as her role in this team going forward?
You know, I think with Alex, and she missed a good amount of the non-conference, but for her, I think her confidence is just really high right now. She's been getting extra shots up. She's just been shooting the ball really, really consistently. You know, we're always working on her on the defensive side of the ball, but her offense, it is just firing right now. And her ability to run the point and put Sid at the two, and they can both play off of each other, has been really, really successful for us as well. But she's just taking tremendous strides just in the way, you know, she's scoring the basketball and distributing as well.
Can you talk to me about Sydney Johnson, the improvements she's made over the years, the scorer, playmaker, and most importantly, a leader on this team?
Yeah, I think Sid has always had the potential to score. She can score at three levels. I think her three-point shooting has grown tremendously, even since last year, where she was mostly, you know, I would say, hey, this kid's going to get to the rim every time. She can't be guarded at the rim. Now, if you take that way and you play off of her a little, she's going to shoot it and make it, you know. So her ability to grow in that aspect and, you know, extend her game a little bit and make herself harder to guard has been great, and she's put in the work to do that. And I think the biggest thing with her is she's really worked on her demeanor, her mannerisms on the court, how she affects the team in a positive way. And she does that, it's crucial for our team. Like, the way that she goes a lot of time is the way that the whole team goes. So she understands that, and she understands that's a big role, and she's embraced it. Whereas last year, I think she would have shied away from it, and now she's really embraced it. And I think, you know, she's been doing a great job with controlling huddles, getting people together, you know, doing stuff like that, which is so important. No matter what the score is, that's a really crucial piece of us just getting together and talking about what we need to do better, what's working well, things like that.
And finally, the elephant in the room, 100 points. The last time that happened, I flipped through the little manual before. Last time y'all hit 100 was February 13th, 1987. How does that feel, knowing that you guys have achieved history? And was there a moment that you guys knew in this game, we had this on lock?
You know, I didn't know that we were going to get to it toward the end there. And then once we were getting close and the whole gym was kind of like, 100 points, 100 points. Normally, I would tell them not to take that shot because there was enough time that our shot clock would have ran out. We were already up. But, you know, they were feeling it. Liz is a gamer, you know. I knew she was going to hit that. And I think they were really excited just to get to that point and get to that that milestone. And it just makes it more of a statement win, I think. I was 1 year old the last time they did this. Just put that in perspective a little bit. So you weren't even a thought yet. So
I wasn't even.
But just really proud of them. I mean, that's something that they could always remember for the rest of their lives, that we were able to do that.